All right, diving right in today. We're tackling something that honestly impacts pretty much everything you experience, like how you interact with websites, how brands connect with you. Yeah, that whole process of making experiences, well, effective and genuinely enjoyable. And we've dug up some really interesting stuff for this deep dive, specifically focusing on a protocol called, and this is kind of a cool name, the 5 Ds of Creation. Comes from a company called EndersWas, LLC. We've also got some real-world feedback on how this actually plays out, so we'll get to that too.
Yeah, it's interesting. These 5 Ds, and they lay it out pretty clearly as discover, define, delight, design, and deploy. They present this as like a practical, strategic framework for, well, honestly, even those kind of messy situations where you're really aiming for, I don't know, clarity, positive results, that kind of thing. What really stood out to me is that this whole thing is based on the idea of like constantly searching for those underlying truths and really being driven by your purpose. And they also put a lot of emphasis on collaboration and getting feedback throughout the process. The big claim here, though, is that by following these steps, you can create results that are not just enjoyable, but also purposeful and something you can scale no matter what you're building. So, I mean, thinking about your own projects, where do you even begin with these 5 Ds?
Yeah, okay, let's break this down. I mean, how can someone listening actually apply this? So the first D is discover. And they describe this initial stage as, quote, digging for answers in the formless. So what does that actually mean in a practical sense?
I think it means, well, really taking the time to understand the situation deeply. It's like, before you even start sketching out solutions, you really need to understand the landscape you're working with, right? It's about using what they call perpetual truth-seeking techniques. So for you, that might mean things like really listening to your customers if you have them, analyzing data, even just observing how people interact with, say, a current system you have in place. The core idea is to uncover those underlying needs and find those potential areas where you can create something valuable and, yeah, hopefully delightful. It's not just about taking things at face value.
So going beyond the obvious, right?
Right, exactly. And it's about using those techniques to figure out those existing mental models, like how people are currently thinking about and understanding the problem you're trying to solve. Sometimes, and I've seen this happen a lot, the most surprising insights come from really challenging your own assumptions, digging a little deeper. I had this one project where through that discover phase, what we initially thought was a technical issue, well, it turned out to be a total misunderstanding of the user's workflow. That completely shifted how we approached the whole thing.
Okay, so you've done this deep dive, uncovered the core truth about the situation. What's next in the 5 Ds?
Well, that takes us to define, right? So now you've got all this raw information from the discover phase. This is where you start to, as they put it, shape the formless with intent. It's about bringing in some structure to your project. You might, for example, start outlining the steps a user would take, maybe develop some initial ideas for how things might look and feel, and organize your content in a way that makes sense.
So moving from understanding the problem to actually starting to design a solution, there's this interesting quote they mention, "Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others." How does that fit into this define stage?
I think that quote really captures the essence of define. It's about taking all those insights you gathered and using them to imagine something new, something others might not see yet. It's that shift from just knowing the challenges to actually outlining a clear vision for how you want things to be, having that clear target. That's what define is all about.
Okay, so you've got this defined direction for your project. Now we get to the part where things I imagine start to really come together. Delight. How would you approach this stage?
Well, delight is where that vision really begins to take shape, I think. It's where the vision, like they say, takes form. It all comes down to testing. And I mean testing things like branding, the context of your creation, the way users will interact with it, everything. The main goal is to make sure that what you're building, it communicates clearly, it feels relatable to your audience, and ultimately it truly resonates with them.
So it's not just about aesthetics, right? It's more about how it feels, how it connects.
Absolutely. Delight comes from constantly refining based on feedback and testing. You always have to be asking, is this landing how I intended? Is it clear? Is it engaging for the people who will be using it? This back and forth is what leads to that genuine delight for the user. Kind of like when you're getting feedback on a presentation, you refine your slides, your delivery, based on how people react, right?
Right. Makes sense. Okay. You've discovered the needs, defined your vision, refined it for delight. What's the next step on this creative journey?
Design. Now, they describe this one in a really interesting way. Fortified by the fires of delight. To me, that means that everything you learned during the delight phase, all that feedback, it directly informs and strengthens your design strategy. This is where you might start creating those reusable templates, defining a consistent visual style, establishing those standard ways of interacting with your creation, you know, ensuring things are efficient and consistent.
So going from individual elements to a more systematic, scalable approach.
Yes, spot on. The focus shifts from like individual moments of delight to building something that's accessible to a wider audience, something that's sustainable over time, something that you can scale to meet future needs. It's about taking those successful elements and creating a robust framework around them. Think of it like, oh, I don't know, like a chef who's perfected a few dishes and then develops a whole menu based on those core techniques and flavors.
We're nearing the end of our 5Ds. Final one, deploy. What happens here?
Okay, so deploy is where your vision is finally fully developed and you launch it. It's about making that delightful experience available for everyone. And they're really big on meeting consistently throughout the development process to ensure everything stays on track. For you, this might be the official launch of a website, releasing a new feature, rolling out a new communication strategy, you know, that kind of thing.
So the big reveal, but it's not the end, is it?
Nope, not at all. The framework actually says, quote, then repeat the 5Ds process for future iteration and innovation. So creation isn't just a one-time thing. It's a continuous cycle of improvement and adapting. You launch, observe, gather information, and then go right back to discover to see how you can make things even better.
Yeah, it's all about iterating.
Yeah.
Now, there's also this quote from Cleo Henderson, and it goes, everyone's time and energy is priceless. Like wise carpenters, we measure twice and cut once. How does that relate to the 5Ds, in your opinion?
I think it highlights that strategic aspect of the 5Ds. By doing that upfront work, you know, the discover and define stages, that's like measuring twice. The idea is to minimize wasted effort and make that cut, the deployment, much more efficient and effective. It's about being thoughtful and intentional in the early stages to save time and resources later on.
Now, they also briefly mention an EARS mindset that's supposed to empower growth and, well, make the creation process more enjoyable. We don't have the specifics on what ERS stands for here, but it seems like another crucial piece of this puzzle.
Yeah, definitely. Even without knowing the details, the fact that they're talking about empowerment, growth, and enjoyment suggests that it's not just about the steps, but also about the attitude and perspective you bring to the work.
Absolutely. So that's the 5Ds framework. But how does it actually look in practice? The source material has a bunch of testimonials from people who have worked with Cleo Henderson, presumably using this approach. Let's hear what they're saying.
Okay, so these testimonials really bring the 5Ds to life, showing how it works on different projects. For example, there's Christine A., a product management leader, and she highlights Cleo's adaptability, his design skills, how he motivates teams. She specifically talks about his strong work ethic and what she calls his servant leadership, saying he's great at taking concepts from idea to design quickly and making sure collaboration runs smoothly. I think for you, the takeaway is the importance of working with someone who can not only understand your vision, but also guide a team to bring it to life, especially through those delight and design stages.
And you see the variety of projects mentioned too, like JG, who's a digital marketing guru. He talks about everything from, quote, light creative work to massive e-commerce websites, and emphasizes that Cleo's work is top-notch and the process is easy to follow. He also mentions that Cleo really listens to the client's vision, which goes back to that discover and define focus we talked about.
Exactly. And then you've got Summer L, a finance specialist, and she keeps it simple. Absolutely amazing service, never seems to disappoint. That speaks to the reliability and that positive experience that a well-defined, well-executed process can provide.
Right. Koi Jeff C., he's a founder and writer. He was really enthusiastic, calling Cleo beyond amazing and saying, quote, he was the first person who could see what my creative mind was trying to say. That really shows the power of discover and define, that ability to truly understand and express a vision, which is crucial for anything you're working on.
It's cool to see how different people focus on different things. KCB, she works in people finding, and she even talks about an entertaining and informative lunch and learn presentation where Cleo used, get this, a squatty potty unicorn to explain UX concepts. Like, who would have thought? But that's the power of finding that unexpected delight, even in a learning environment, and making complex ideas accessible.
That definitely sounds memorable. Then we've got Illyrio G., a UX and product designer, and he praises Cleo's core UX UI skills, but also points out his understanding of product management and the overall design process, which apparently really helped with decision-making under pressure. This shows how the 5Ds offer a solid framework for handling complex projects.
And Taza L, she's a VP of marketing, and she calls Cleo her go-to resource for UI and brand design, emphasizing his creative direction and that he consistently delivers on time and exceeds expectations. I think that speaks volumes about how effective the entire 5Ds cycle can be, from those initial needs to the final launch.
Yeah. We also have Ashley C, and she shares a personal anecdote about getting a UX analyst job after Cleo helped her. And Charles M, a founder, talks about exceeding expectations, providing detailed explanations, being flexible with meeting times, and Cleo's passion for his work. It all points to a really client-focused approach that puts your needs first.
Definitely. What's interesting is these testimonials, they come from people in totally different fields with different needs, but they all come back to the value of this structured yet adaptable creative process. It's not just about the final product, but also about that positive experience of going through the 5Ds.
So to recap for everyone listening, the 5Ds of creation: discover, define, delight, design, and deploy. They offer this cyclical, iterative way to approach making truly effective and enjoyable experiences. You start by really getting those underlying needs and opportunities, then shape a clear vision, refine that vision through testing and feedback so it really connects with your audience. Then comes the strategic implementation, and finally, you launch it, always remembering that it's an ongoing process of improvement.
That's it. And as you heard from those testimonials, this approach seems to consistently lead to positive results and, well, happy clients across a whole range of projects. Whether you're building a website, refining a brand, or even just trying to communicate better, that focus on understanding the core problem, working together, getting feedback, and staying strategic, that seems to be the key to achieving your goals.
It's really thought-provoking. How could you apply these principles to your own projects, your own challenges, no matter what you're working on? What are those formless areas in your work or even your life that could benefit from a more structured creative approach? Something to ponder, for sure. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive today.